This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Friday, October 21st, 2011. And weather.com says it might be the peak weekend for fall foliage this weekend. And the National Weather Service says it might be dry, too, after a couple of rainy days. First, the headlines. Jim Plank in the Wyndham Journal reports that repairs to Cotterskill Clove on Route 23A will be finished in November, according to the New York Department of Transportation. Quote, Route 23A is currently open to alternating one-way traffic controlled by a traffic signal and flaggers, unquote, DOT Senior Public Information Officer Carol Breen told Plank. Quote, one lane of traffic was compromised by a slope failure caused by excessive flooding in the creek that runs along the highway, unquote. The road links Hunter, Tennersville, Palinville, and other mountain communities with the valley and leads into Catskill and was damaged in the storms associated with Hurricane Irene. You can read the full story in the Wyndham Journal. Melanie Lakosovic in the Greene County News reports that Koksaki Planning Board Chairman Dan Quigley resigned because of time commitments, and the board named Laurel Mann chairwoman and also appointed newcomer Bob Van Valkenburg to the planning board. Mann is the former village code enforcement officer who resigned that job because of time commitments. You can read the full story in the Greene County News. Chris Simons in the Columbia paper reports that the Greenport Rescue Squad may not station an ambulance in Philmont anymore. Instead, ambulances would leave from Greenport, adding time to each call. Greenport has covered Philmont since the Philmont Rescue Squad closed its doors. Quote, we have not closed the Philmont station, unquote, Greenport Rescue Squad President Tony Moranti told the Columbia paper Monday. Quote, we have not made a decision. We are keeping our options open, unquote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The GEIS finding statement for the Hudson Waterfront Plan is now on the City of Hudson website, and there's a link now on the WGXC newsroom at newsroom.wgxc.org. Kara Osterink in the Gossips of Rivertown blog reported Wednesday that the Hudson Common Council President Don Moore announced at the Tuesday, October 18th council meeting that there was an unexplained, quote, snag, which prevented the GEIS finding statement from being presented that night to the alderman for review before a vote. Quote, he proposed a special meeting on Thursday, October 27th for the council to review the finding statement, unquote, Osterink wrote. You can read that full story in the Gossips of Riverton. The National Weather Service predicts a mostly dry weekend, as I was saying before, with temperatures around 60 during the day and above freezing at night. Friday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Friday night, temperatures should drop to 39. Saturday should be mostly cloudy, with then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 62. Sunday will also be sunny with a high near 59. Monday, there is a 30% chance of showers with a high near 58. In Kinderhook, the Columbia County Historic Society has a tour of some historic buildings today at 11 a.m. that is leaving from the Columbia County Museum. You have to register in advance by calling Diane Shuchuk at 758-9265. The sun rises today at 7:13 a.m. and sets at 6:08 p.m. There is the moon rose early this morning at 12:59 and sets at 2:52 in the afternoon. Birthdays for October 21st include Dizzy Gillespie, Elvin Bishop, Benjamin Netanyahu, Carrie Fisher, and Julian Cope. Tune in later today on WGXC for Shanika McIntosh and Pure Moods at noon, and for Steve Charney and his pal Harry at 3:30 p.m. for Radio Comedy Theater with Knock on Wood on WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information on anything you heard here, including links to all the local newspapers, magazines, publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org.